And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's up at the PCS show right now, and we have a great guest in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here, right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma. Captain Aliar Hajinabi from the Polaris Supreme at C4 Sport Fishing. It's going to be a great show talking some serious bluefin with Mr. Bluefin himself right here. Aliar, you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Signed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, this guy's carving his own path right
here.
Yeah,
he
is. Aliar, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have your first visit this year. And, boy, what a year the Polaris Supreme had last year, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty incredible bluefin fishing. And then we had some good wahoo fishing, yellowfin on our longer trips. But that bluefin fishing is pretty incredible these days.
Yeah, it is. So you did some longer trips, too.
Yeah, we do some 9-day trips, 10-day trips in November and December.
Yeah, so. And those went quite well.
Yeah, good fishing down there. Yeah. Our day after Thanksgiving trip is always a good one. We had a good, really good wahoo fishing 2 years in a row now.
So sweet. Sweet. And yeah, Brian was talking about how the return of the yellowfin in Alejos, too. That
yeah,
was kind
nice,
of nice, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff.
Pretty nice. But you kind of carved your niche last year, bluefin fishing, and did quite well, right?
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where that's what people want to do these days. It seems like, at least the people that we carry on our boat, that's, if we have the option to fish down the beach for yellowfin or Dorado versus bluefin, I'd say 90% of our people come on the boat to have a shot at a bluefin.
At
so
a bluefin.
We try to, I think the only thing would make us not do that is bad weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And you're going to start here very, very soon, right?
Very soon, I think. In 13 days we start. So it's
13 days.
Yeah, wow. It's coming up.
And those trips are already sold out.
Yeah, those trips are sold out. That was the, like I said, that was the best time last year. I think March 27th was our first trip last year, and it was we found fish very close to home. I think we were 45 miles from home.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And pretty much limit style fishing.
Yeah, I think most of that fish was 60 to 80 pounders, but I think we had like 110 of them. So it was pretty good.
Beautiful. It's good fishing. So how many day trips are you starting with?
2 and 3 day trips. I think we do 2 and 3 day trips all the way till September. Then we start doing a few 8 days. But I'd say the bulk of our trips are going to be 2 3-day trips.
2 and 3 day trips, yeah. All out of Seaforth.
Yeah, you know.
Very convenient, free parking.
Yeah, and they do a real good job there. They have a tackle shop. But right now with what's going on, and this year could be totally different, I'm not sure, you know. But you want to, I'd say you want to be on at least a 2 day trip, especially if you're fishing 70 to 90 miles from home.
Uh-huh.
Because if you leave on a day and a half trip, even if you leave 6 o'clock, you have bait on the boat, you're ready to go, you're still not going to be in the zone until 3 o'clock in the morning. And by that time, a lot of the time, it's done.
Yeah.
You know?
It's right at dusk and into, like, midnight, huh?
It depends. What people don't understand, I think it's a big thing, is most of the time we're scratch fishing. You know, we might catch 60 fish in the dark, but we're scratching at it the whole entire night. So we're a stop for 3, a stop for 4, 2 stops for 0, a stop for 5. That's what people need to understand, is it's not just stop the boat, catch 50, and go, and you're done.
Yeah.
I'd say most of the time we're just scratch fishing. So you need the whole entire night to put a catch together.
Gotcha. So, yeah. And what's the secret? I mean, is it getting down fast?
I think on our boat, I think the crew is 100% the secret, because if you come on there, if you come on the Supreme, I could take 24 people that I've never fished before and do the same thing I do with people that I've fished. The boat, we have all the tackle on the boat, so even if I untie the boat and I find out nobody has the right tackle, we have 20 Talica 20s. I have all the jigs already on the boat, all the material to make the leaders, so everything on the boat we can deal with what anybody who has never fished before. Mm. So that's the biggest thing on that boat.
So explain the right tackle.
Nighttime, just straight up, you're going to fish, I'd say a Talica 20, something in a 2x4 range, and then I fish
like a rail rod.
Yeah, you want to, because we stop on a school of 40-pounders, and then you stop on a school of 200-pounders.
Hmm.
So you don't want to. And you got to remember, you want to be fast. We can't sit there and watch you pull on a fish. We want to go as fast as we can. And a 200-pound fish, even on the tackle I just said, you can pull on them pretty hard. Like, we have stops where we'll catch 3 or 4 big fish in 20 minutes. You know, you don't want to be stuck for an hour. You're going to mess it all up.
Yeah.
So Talica 20, something in a 2x4 range, 130-pound Spectra, 100-pound Spectra, and 2 or 300-pound fluorocarbon leader.
2 or 300-pound fluorocarbon
leader. We've been fishing 300-pound a lot lately.
Wow.
And I guess at night, I mean, you could get away with it.
It doesn't matter. The biggest thing at nighttime is keeping the scope out of your line. So if the boat's drifting, you know, it's 15 knots and your line's going way out to sea, there is no way you're down at the fish. Yeah. Even if the fish are 150 feet, there's just no way. So you got to be really on top of it.
And those jigs, the knife style, doesn't get bit when they're at an angle. I mean, they get bit best when they're up and down.
That's how they're supposed to be fished. Yeah. And the biggest thing with being in an angle is you're not getting to the fish. So you stop on a school, most of the time the fish are, I'd say, 240 to 320 feet. So if you're drifting real fast and your line's going way out to sea, you're not to the fish. There's no way. It's not happening. You're just kind of in la-la land.
Right. Yeah. So, and what about the jig? How big?
So what we do is I pretty much every time we untie the boat, we tie a 250-gram jig on.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is people think bigger the jig, the bigger the fish. That's not real true. You get a lot of short bites on 400-gram jigs. You know, a 400-gram knife jig is pretty – it's a pretty long jig. So for somebody who's – a good fisherman who does it a lot, they can probably be fast enough, but a lot of the people we carry, it's better to have a smaller jig. Mm-hmm. You know, that way they're hooking.
So like a 250-gram butterfly or something like that,
yeah,
not even a knife jig.
We fish the knife jigs. We fish the West Coast jiggers. You guys know who they are?
Uh-huh.
We fish their
250-gram
jig. That's pretty much...
Is that a long jig or a short jig?
It's like this long.
Oh, okay, so it's about eight inches?
Yeah, and that's the... We've had a lot of success on that jig. I call James and I buy... like $2,000 worth of jigs before we start fishing, so I have it all on the boat. So we sell them on the boat. We'll sell them to you at the same as a tackle shop. We'll rig it for you. It'll be all good
to go.
The whole
thing.
We'll do the whole thing for you on
the
boat.
So the key is on when you guys start leave the dock, if you're going to say, here's what you need.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, we will sell it to you and rig it for you.
Yeah, growing up, I worked on a lot of boats that we had that problem where the captain was like, oh, we can't deal with these people. They're not good enough, and I always just didn't want that to happen on my boat. So we're going to have everything for you on the boat, you know.
Yeah. And you're going to make a novice angler an expert by the end of the trip.
Oh, you know, I'm telling you, there's lots of trips where we go on these charters where these guys fish once a year, and they have some amazing catches.
Yeah. And you only take 24 people, right?
Yeah, so it's limited load, 24 people.
Jeez.
So it's not a giant boat, but it's a big boat, so you have a lot of room.
No, I've been on this Polaris Supreme many, many times when Tommy ran it, and it's an awesome vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah, pool boat that's solid, aluminum, and you guys put a lot of money in it when you bought it, right?
Yeah. Frank's real smart, and
he knows what he's doing.
Very much.
He's your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good partner to have.
Yeah, I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, for sure. So the question's going to come up. Okay, schedule's full till December.
Yeah.
How does somebody get on the Polaris Supreme?
You can call Lindsay and get on the wait list. So she's 619-706-3634. And people cancel a lot. So
it happens a lot.
Absolutely.
So just personal issues and things that come up, you know?
Just get on the standby list for, hey, I want to go. Just call me when there's a spot available.
Yeah.
And I'll go.
Yep.
Yeah.
I bet you a little deposit wouldn't hurt either. I mean, just to put $500 down and, hey, get me on one of these trips.
Yeah. And we have openings for December. We have that Christmas 5-day. I saw this morning there's 6 spots for that. And we've had really good bluefin fishing the last 2 years on that trip. And we have some 3-day trips in January.
You mean there was some spots. I'm sure that your phone's ringing right now.
Yeah.
Lindsay, hope Lindsay's awake.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll see. So explain the Polaris Supreme for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with it.
It was built in 1985. It's kind of the sister ship to the American Angler and the Royal Star.
Mm-hmm.
Just a beautiful
92 feet, right?
It's kind of real. We redid the galley and we redid downstairs, lightened it up. It was kind of dingy and old, so we kind of redid the wallpaper, the floors. We can seat 24 people at once. When we did the gallery model, we built an extra table so we can seat everybody at one time if they want to. We do a first and second call. You have 2 chefs on the boat. They cook some really, really good meals. We have Nestor, and Nestor's worked on a long, you know, he's
been around a long time.
A long time, yeah. He worked on the Royal Star, I think, for 12 years.
Yeah.
And then he has his assistant, Alejandro, which he's a chef as well.
Wow.
And they put 3 meals out a day, a snack in between it, and they do a really good job, so you're always going to eat good. And the crew, we have, you know, even for 24 people, we have 5 crew members, myself and 4 other.
2 chefs and 5 crew members.
5 crew members. Wow. So that's a lot of crew for just 24 people. So you're always going to, anything you need is always going to be handled. We have 2 showers downstairs, 1 in each hallway. We have a freshwater maker. So it's a very, very comfortable boat, especially for these 3-day trips and 2-day trips. Like, you're getting very, very much, you're getting a lot of comfort.
And as I recall, all 2-person staterooms?
All 2-person staterooms.
Yeah, so maximum 2-person.
And they're big. Yeah,
they're really comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people keep coming back, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of regulars and charters and such like that?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. That's got to be refreshing, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of I like it a lot because it's cool to have good charters, but I like new people coming out, too.
Yeah.
I like them to come out. So.
Yeah. So what percentage of your fishing last year was daytime versus nighttime?
You see good fish in the daytime. You definitely see them. They act, last year they acted totally different. So I'd say 90% of the fish we caught was at nighttime.
90%?
Yeah, that's what people
hear.
That's
a huge percentage.
Yeah. And so what time was go time?
You know, it changes every night. I'm trying to.
Yeah. Was there?
There's some long nights.
Long nights. Yeah. And so what's the program? It's like, do people go to bed? And
No, they
don't go to bed. You just stay up, keep running.
You know, I tell them, as we do, even on these 2 and 3-day trips, we do a long-range seminar, I'd say. So I grab all the rods. I go in the galley. We shut the galley. We do a seminar. And I just straight up tell them, hey, obviously you're here to have a good time, but also to catch fish. So if you want to do this, you guys have to stay up at night. It's better just to sleep in the day.
Sleep in the day.
It's real. You know, this year could be totally different. And we look forward to some daytime fishing. But last year, if you were sleeping at night, you were sticking a knife in your eye pretty much.
It's just the way the fishery's been. And it's so crazy. I mean, I'm not an offshore tuna guy, but I know enough to know that over the decades, it's not been a nighttime kind of thing. And to see it turn into that is just crazy. And we were talking with Brian yesterday, how much was actually missed over the decades, you know?
Yeah.
Opportunities missed, but yet there's been so much learned that it's time to take advantage of it, you know? And yeah. So have you structured your departures to accommodate that nighttime thing? I mean, you're leaving so that you're on the grounds at dark?
Yeah, our three-day trips and two-day trips leave in the morning area, but even on those day and a half last year, we were leaving at four in the afternoon with bait on the boat. Anytime you come on the boat, we're going to, you know, the bait dock's so close and at Seaforth, so we're going to have bait on the boat. So we're going to get you on the boat and go right away.
That's so nice. I bet you're so happy running out of Seaforth. I mean, Rick hates to hear it because all that free parking and it's just a beautiful place to be, right?
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second best, as he calls it.
Marcos and the team over there.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great team.
Yeah.
And like you said, they have the bait dock, right? Like you literally put the boat in gear and slide it over, put it in gear for 30 seconds and take it out of gear.
And we get fuel there. They have the fuel.
Yeah. That's right. You have fuel.
Yeah.
By the way, did San Diego catch any fish yesterday?
I'm not sure.
That was his first day out.
I didn't see any yellows in the count, but Matt did see a sign of it, but they just didn't bite. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Maybe we'll get the report, though.
I'm sure somebody will know for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Ali R and the Polaris Supreme.
Oh, man, we're going to have so much fun. I mean, talking about... that guy that's carving his own path and making himself a legend here. It's super cool to have Ali R in studio. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090. That's your chance there. Unfortunately, the lines are full right now, though, right? So text the show. I mean, that's the way to do it, too. Download the app, text the show right there. Check this out. At the end of the show, we are giving away, talk about Seaforth Sport Fishing and Booger and the San Diego. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing for one lucky caller or texter. And we're going to have Ali R flip a coin at the end of the show there. So, again, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Cup. More from Ali R and the Player Supreme when we return on Let's Talk a Cup app. The mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I'm Bart Hall with a different kind of commercial. Yes, I'm going to talk about the Bart Hall Show March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's called the granddaddy of them all for a reason. But in 1946, when my parents, Fred and Lois Hall, decided to produce an outdoor recreation event, there were no guidelines. So they just started celebrating what they loved, and that continues to this day. We produce these shows because we share the passion for outdoor recreation that everyone that comes to our events shares with us. People that come to our shows are good people, and the world needs more of them. Yes, we have tons of boats, the best fishing tackle, great deals at exotic hunting and fishing destinations. But the most important thing is that we will provide a full day of outdoor recreation family fun. Make new family memories March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our first ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the all-new saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and the hot current sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect Shimano setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and the pot was just sweetened up.
Oh, are you kidding me, Corey?
All right, I know, so check this out. Not only are we giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth.
To celebrate him starting up again, and also
the
Liberty started. They're out today.
Taro's
so
out.
It's
so
happening.
Both of them going. Listen to this. Aliar just threw in a $250 Player Supreme gift certificate, right? So
yeah.
To put toward a trip
gift
that you're going to
yeah.
go on, gift card.
Gift card, whatever
so,
you want.
We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's the winner of the flip is going to win the Player Supreme $250, and then the secondary will be, well,
the
not
consolation
that.
Consolation prize will that, be the San
no, right.
Diego trip.
I mean, is it really a secondary? Yeah,
no.
Right? So we're giving away two different things today.
Yeah, that's very nice. All right.
Super
thanks,
cool.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate that very much. And phones are packed, Corey, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Bob? Bob Cohn from Dana Point. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, gentlemen. I've fished with Aliar a few times. The last was on a Peter Lim charter last May. Most of our fish, the bigger ones, were caught during the daytime fishing, tanker rigs and so forth. I have two questions. One of them having to do with the ever-changing cyst hook placement on these flatfalls and knife jigs. Sometimes it's two on the top. Two on the bottom, five X strong treble. What's the latest on your hook placement? Secondly, I want to drop down and know what distance I am, where the fish are. I plan on splicing in a different color on my white spectra. I'm thinking 180 foot down. I put in about 60 feet maybe of blue spectra to show where I am in distance. I like your idea on that. And by the way, hooked a big bluefin on that trip last May and on a Talica 50, double XH Calstar. I had it to the port corner getting ready for a gaff, and all of a sudden up pops this fish with sea lions on it. One of them had his mouth clamped right behind the tail, looking straight at us. A lady next to me says, "Hey, look, it's a National Geographic moment." I had a different expression, but I didn't let that one go.
Yeah,
but Aliar even knows how to get rid of sea lions. He moves the boat.
Ah, yeah. There you go. Yeah. What is that about those sea lions, man? It's they just like think that they can just and is it an issue, Aliar?
On that 5-day trip, it was.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Way down there. Nowhere. Yeah.
Really, way down, because it seemed like some of that stuff outside the islands last year was getting swamped by sea lions too. You know, but closer to the beach, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Kind of
crazy
is that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So for the assist hooks, we usually just do one on each side of the jig. Seems to be good at nighttime. And we use those. I think they're Owner X hooks or something. Five X hooks. From the landing.
So they have the little feather thing, or?
No, they don't have the little
straight.
Just straight. So we do one on each side. Seems to be pretty good. I've seen guys do it two on the bottom and stuff, but I think one on each side, you have a good chance of getting them, hooking them.
Just those assist hooks, no treble hooks on them.
No. I've seen guys, passengers come out and fish treble hooks, and they do good with it. It's just real hard to get it out of the fish, you know, especially when you have like 10 or 15 fish going, and the crew's running around and stuff. You got to take that into account. But I've seen the guys catch them on the treble hook. At nighttime. I wouldn't do it in the daytime. I think it might mess up the action a little bit.
Yeah.
But And then as far as the color goes, I think color's real important. I think we use the colored spectra. I'm not sure who makes it, but it changes colors every 100 feet, and that's what we use. They have it at C4 Planning.
Power Pro Depth Hunter.
Yeah.
Power Pro Depth Hunter.
Yeah, that's what we have on all our rental.
So every 100 feet, it's a different color, so you know where you are. How important is that?
I didn't used to think it was very important. I just thought getting down, but now that I'm seeing it for, like, when we're scratching or stopping on bigger fish that are a little bit deeper, it's really important. I think it doesn't hurt to have it on the boat. And if you don't have it, you can rent the gear from us. We have it on
that
all
has
our,
it.
Yeah, we just put it on everything now because it's better for the people.
Or at least get some type of marking, you know. I mean, stretch it out in your yard. Do what you have to do to mark every 100 feet to at least give you an idea of what you're doing. You know?
Yeah, the crew will do it for you. We'll mark your line on the boat for you, but it's not as good as... Having that power pro hunter offshore.
And I mean, if you're going to mark it on the boat, I mean, there's just
tangles and it's
the marine environment and everything wet already. It just doesn't work with marking it. You know, you want to do that before you get on the boat when it's dry at home. And,
for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But do it.
I do it. I definitely do it in that. Yeah.
Because do you call out the numbers when you get on the spot? You say, okay, fish are at 250, fish are at 200.
Yeah.
Do the fish come shallower in the day in the nighttime?
They'll come shallow, especially those school size ones, especially when we're like on a good school of them. But the biggest thing with people, like I'll give you an example. Like let's say the fish are 240 feet deep. I tell people they're 300 feet because everybody just stops it too quick.
Ah.
They get too excited and they just stop it. So you want to make sure you're getting through the fish. You want to go to the bottom of the fish and come up. You don't want to hold your rod and put it in gear and jig. Because if you hold your rod and put it in gear and start jigging, the second you put that reel in gear, you're getting angle in your line.
Yeah.
The angle is horrible. Horrible. You do not want angle in your line. You want straight
up
vertical as you can be.
Yeah. And the more wind there is, the more movement of the boat, the more angle you're going to get faster.
Yeah, especially if you try to put it in gear and do your jigging thing. As soon as you put it in gear and it's blown 15 knots, which a lot of time we're fishing, it's blown, you know, it's kind
of
tough.
There's a little bit of a offshore.
So as soon as you put it in gear, you better start whining or you're coming away from the fish, above the fish.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Bob, always great to hear from you.
Yeah.
A legendary fisherman there. I'm sure he's going on the Polaris Supreme this year. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here, too, Corey. And this is from Darren in Menifee. He says, the Polaris Supreme is a great run boat for a three-day trip. Is a Penn Fathom 40 with 80-pound braid enough, or should I buy, borrow, or rent a heavier setup? And all you guys... I'll see you guys at the PCS show later on today.
Oh,
I'll see you there, too. I'll be there.
We've caught big fish on those Penn 40s, those Fathoms. They're good. 80-pound spectra, I'd say, was a little too light, especially if we're getting entangles and stuff. I just think it's a little too light. And the biggest thing now is if you stop on a school of 40-pounders, and the next school you stop on is bigger fish. So for me, I would make sure I'm fishing at least 100-pound spectra.
Okay. 100-pound.
Yeah, 100.
And with that, like, that 100-pound depth hunter.
Yeah, that's what I would fish.
Yeah.
Or 130.
Or even 130.
Yeah.
Which way would you go?
I would go 130, and you got to remember, we're fishing a very small leader. Like, if you have your own gear and you don't mind spending a little money, I'd say a wind-on's a good way to go, a 200-pound wind-on.
Okay.
But we catch a lot of fish just with, like, a 2.5, 3-foot leader of 200-pound.
No
super
kidding.
Short.
A lot.
Is that better?
I don't know if it's better. We just do it because we pre-make like 100 liters on the boat.
Okay.
So we have like 100 liters up there. So as soon as somebody gets kinked up or something, we'll just tie it on for them real quick.
And what's your connection?
We just tie like a San Diego knot. We just tie it to a swivel.
Okay.
And we've tied the spectra straight to the swivel.
Oh,
and
I see.
And have your leader.
Okay.
So it's all ready to go.
Ready
so,
to go
spec-
yeah.
so the Power Pro to the swivel.
Yep.
And then do you crimp or tie?
We crimp.
You crimp the 200 or 300-pound leader.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a short piece, 2.5, 3 feet.
3 feet, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And then you have the...
the jig we crimp on as well.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So it's just like a pre-made leader that goes onto the jigs like they sell at different...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But fluorocarbon?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I don't know if it matters at nighttime, but we just... You know, it's an extra $10 or something. It's not very expensive, so we just do it.
And having all that stuff ready on the boat is so savvy because in the heat of the moment, things happen and breakoffs and tangles and the guy's got one hooked and it's so far down, cut it off, put a whole new leader on. Let's get this road going here.
Yeah, you got to be fast because sometimes they only bite for a little bit, so you don't want to be...
Super savvy.
Around.
Don't mess around.
No, you can't.
Okay, there's been a lot of talk about best connection of tying... a Power Pro Spectra knot to a swivel. San Diego knot?
Yeah, that's what we tie.
Oh, okay.
Or a double uni.
Or double uni?
Yeah,
okay.
Those two, I'd say, are the ones we tie. Most of the crew ties at San Diego, I tie a double uni.
A double uni.
Yeah.
All right. Double San Diego?
I think they do either one.
Yeah, either one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little reinforcement.
Yeah, and it's pretty small. Like, with the Spectra, the knot's pretty small.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very big.
You don't have to worry about it.
No.
It's a lot smaller than the yeah. All right. Hey, great. Hey, let's go down south. We got the man on the line. Yeah, Captain John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on Bozzy's Cape. Buenos Dias, John. John.
Good morning, Corey, Pete, Captain.
Hey, what's going on in Rancho Leonero? I'll bet it's warmer than it is here.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much. It's actually cool mornings down in the 50s, and then it warms up. It's real pleasant, 75-degree highs. It's been windy, but about 2.5-3 days ago it knocked down, and we're finally getting back on the water again, so it's kind of a short report. Big yellowtail. That's really the story. We got 71-degree water out in front, and they're catching whopper yellowtail off the front. 30-40 pounders are just common. 20 is about the smallest you see. And they're bouncing iron off of the drop-offs there off the front of La Rivera. And doing very, very well. It's interesting because they're getting live bait as well. And the iron seems to be working quite a bit better. Just some Dorado around, too. They're picking up Dorado and striped marlin. Loads of striped marlin out there, which is not unusual for this time of year. But certainly the Dorado are kind of a surprise. And it's nice to have a lot of yellowtail around. So should be a good spring, that's for sure, with the yellowtail. I expect them to stick around for at least the next 6 weeks to 2 months, something like that.
Good, John. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's early, right? And you guys are just opening, and so you made a big announcement last week, John.
Yes, we
right?
did, yes.
You want to make that announcement here?
Sure. Yeah, well, that's going to be our last year at the ranch with me running it. I'm not sure exactly whether new owners are going to reopen the hotel.
So you sold the property, and you're not sure what's going to happen after that.
Well, the new buyers are residential developers. You're going to build a residential development on the north end of the property.
Yeah.
And the hotel they claim they're going to keep the hotel the way it is and upgrade it quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And they're a very, very high-end developer. They develop Punta Mita. It's a real high-end stuff. So I seriously doubt that the hotel's going to carry on as a fishing resort. It's going to be in support, and it'll be nice, but it's going to be different. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I've been doing it 44 years now. I'm 75, so.
It's time to hang up my shirt. So this is the last year. If you want to go to Rancho Leonero, this is the last year. And I can tell you for a fact that things are booking up quickly because people understand they want that one last enjoyment of that beautiful Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, it's really, really busy. Yeah. And I have to say, it's changed over the years down there, too. You know, I'm surrounded by billion-dollar corporations, and I'm sole proprietor, and I have just about as much property as they do, and the taxes are going up and everything. It's really become a big boys game. These are heavy-hitting corporations that I'm surrounded by that are doing all the developing. The Eastcape is going to change here in the next 5 years.
Well, people fighting over your property for understandable reasons because it's the nicest piece in the whole East Cape.
It's crazy. It was popular. It was easy to sell, that's for sure. And, like I said, I'm really mixed emotions about it. It's my time, and that was an easy decision for me, but I'm going to miss it and all my friends and a lot of history at the ranch for me, that's for sure.
Well, we can have a 9-month party. Our 10-month party here at Rancho Leonero through the whole. So when is the actual last day that you're going to be running
End of November. Yeah. So there will be. And it's going to be a celebration this whole year. My plan to be down there the whole year and celebrate and get together with everybody. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah. We're going to have our last Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament down there in early June, and I know it's almost full already, but there's still spots available. If somebody wants to grab a spot on anywhere the final, the farewell tour of Rancho Llanero, we'll call it, this year. How do we get a hold of you to book a reservation?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or rancholanero.com. You can book online as well.
All right.
So, yeah, it is going to be a busy year, and I highly recommend it.
Get on it. All my
friends and clients come down and book.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, John. We're super stoked for you and well-deserved, too.
Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks. You know, bittersweet, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody this year. That's for sure.
Oh yeah,
those that have already booked, maybe book a second trip.
Yeah. For sure. Get on it while you can.
I know.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. We're very, very happy. We're sad and happy. It's a bit, like you said, bittersweet moment for sure.
Yeah. Me too, Pete. Me too. And thank you guys. Thank you, Corey.
We appreciate all you've done for 31 plus years on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to miss that.
Right? It's time to enjoy life.
Oh, yeah. I'll still call in.
Come on.
I'll still call in and bug you. I'm going to be living down there and I'll be fishing.
You'll be around.
So I'll be calling in. Yeah. No worries. You can't get rid of me that easy.
Ah, heck no, man. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. You sure will.
All right.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's head up to the Costa Mesa and the Orange County Fair and Event Center and talk to Mr. Bill DePriest. Good morning, Bill. Got a little show going on.
Hey, good morning, guys. Epic day yesterday.
I heard, man. I talked to Steve Pinard. He said it was just a phenomenal show.
Yeah, the line was like 4,000 deep. It was absolutely ridiculous. We had no clue that it would hit this hard.
Jeez.
Craziness, Bill.
Well, congratulations. Today should be another big, big day for you, too. And, one of the things I might add, too, is that Steve said this parking is huge. I mean, plenty of parking. You don't need to worry about that, right?
Yeah, that and yesterday there were so many families, so many kids enjoying, you know, the trout ponds and Jay with his reptiles and the fish prints. And there was just so many young kids enjoying the show and so many families. It was just amazing.
Oh, that is so awesome. And then the other thing, too, is it's like a fun atmosphere, too, like bands and stuff going on. I'm going up today. I'm going to come up today and check it out. I'm really excited to get up there because I've been traveling. I've had to do some work and get things rolling here, but I'm really looking forward to spending the day up there today. And there's a lot to see, right? Why don't you kind of give us a little example of what there is to see at the PCS show today, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival?
So at the show, you know, we have all the big retailers. We've got all of the boats. We've got all the engines. We've got all the rod companies, the reel companies, the wonderful seminars, the family stuff. And like you said, the live bands, I mean, there were people, our country band that's playing is insane. We've got crowds of hundreds and hundreds of people standing out there and watching the band. It's just, the whole environment's just a lot of fun. I think people are coming here and they're staying the whole day and coming back the next.
What
a cool vibe, Bill. I'm hearing the same thing from a few friends of mine, just the awesome vibe that you're putting out. It's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we're just, you know, as a family-run business, we're just so thankful that everyone's coming out and supporting us and the whole fishing community's here with us. So it's just, we're very proud and thankful.
Yeah, and you should be, for sure. You guys have worked hard for it, and it's a great, great, great celebration of sport fishing, for sure. I want to know what the Anthony Shea, Steve Lasley seminar was like, man. I'm sorry I missed that one.
So that was pretty cool, and then the event on Friday night to raise money for the War Heroes on Water went amazing. We're finishing up the silent auction. We'll finish up this evening, and we have raised a ton of money for those guys. So that's another thing that we're super proud of. And to be honest with you, if you can get here in the morning and listen to the national anthem, the girl that we have singing it is absolutely amazing before we open the doors. It'll wet your tears there for sure.
Oh, that's cool. Now, seminars today, all through the day, right? Any highlights that you can tell us or some really super good ones?
You know, we've got the bike crew on stage in the Huntington Building talking about bluefin, the regular bass stuff, Jimmy Decker, Landisfine, Denny Florentino. And on the other stage, we've got a bunch of bass and trout, and then the long-range guys. I think Andy Cates is up there again, the guys from Captain's Concept. I mean, it's endless, man. I mean, it's multi-days of enjoyment up here.
That's so cool. All right, so how do we find you? What's the hour? Today's the last day. This is it. You want to come. This is the last day. So how do we find you?
Yeah, today is the final day. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to sportfishingfestival.com to find out all the information. It's at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Super easy. You get off the freeway, take a quick right, and you're one block off the freeway, and you're walking in and enjoying a good atmosphere, buying tackle, seeing boats, and enjoying the day with your family.
Fantastic. All right. Well, hey, Bill DePriest, congratulations on a huge, successful organization there, and I'll look forward to seeing you today, right after the show.
Sounds good. See you up here. We'll see you up here. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Yeah. All right. From Bill and the Orange County, let's head out to the Cast Man. He's been missing in action. Cast
Ryan?
Man from Cast Tours. What's up, Cast Man?
Hey, man. I've been on a wonderful cruise. Left San Pedro a week ago Friday. Stopped in Cabo, Acapulco, Guatemala, and we just pulled into Panama City last night. Got the whole day here tomorrow. Today, and then tomorrow we transit the canal at sea again, then into Cartagena, Colombia, the Grand Cayman Island, and then wind up in Miami. Just fabulous, fabulous cruise, and I'm eating way too much, man, I'll tell you.
Gas, man, that's so awesome, man. What a great time.
Yeah, it is, but... It's a wonderful cruise. If you guys got time and you want to take a wonderful cruise, that Panama Canal cruise is just a fabulous way to go. But I got some good reports coming from down south there in the Baja. Of course, Danny there from our charter master there in Loreto says, gosh, he says probably one of the better yellowtail seasons he's had in years, anywhere from Isla Colorado up to all the way up to Popito, just solid with yellowtail. Only problem has been is those north winds. Some of the guys just can't get out to fish. Even the commercial guys have had to stay on the beach. But, man, when they can get out, they're just nailing the yellowtail, which is really good news for us, Pete. April 16 to 20 with our Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours Loreto Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and by the way, I had just had a cancellation, room and one boat. And anybody wants to join Pete and I on that trip, give me a call probably on the 13th of this when I get back in the office, March 13th, and we can hook you guys up. Or if you can, just send me an email. Yeah. I am answering emails and text. 951-415-2505 is my cell phone and text. And same thing going down in San Jose del Cabo, the Diamondback is producing some nice tuna. They've had a 90-pounder this week, some 40s to 60s, drifting the chunk squid. Also, red snapper have been pretty thick there. There's a lot of red crab in the area, and they're floating to the surface, and that's also bringing the red snapper up to the top there. And, of course, the Dorado, which have been around all year last year, are sticking around this year. They're doing real well in the Dorado. And here again, it's trying to get to that Island Bank or San Luis or Vino Rama, those banks inside the Sierra Cortez. Those north winds have really been kind of hampering the conditions there, but not as bad as up in Loreto. But we should see those winds start to subside as we get into later this March. We should see the wind, those north winds diminishing. It's going to be wide open yellowtail inside that Sea of Cortez and the tuna down in San Jose del Cabo. But that's the report for this week, Pete. Like I said, I'll be in Miami next Saturday. We dock in there in the morning, so I'll try to give you a report there that day. And then anybody wants to join, take that one spot, one boat, one room for two guys or a couple, can give me a call at 800. Give me my cell, 951-415-2505 for that trip. Otherwise, 800-593-6510. I'll talk to you boys hopefully next Saturday.
Yeah, that trip's been sold out for months and months and months, so grab that. That's the poor people that had to cancel. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's a great time. I can't wait for that one. So get on it if you can. And, Cass, enjoy your cruise and enjoy your time, and we'll talk to you next Saturday from Miami. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, Pete.
Okay, let's jump in the phone for a very, very patient caller.
Oh, super patient.
Super number of texts, too.
I know. It's out of control for sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Sean. Appreciate you joining us, Sean. Sean from Lomita. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. Aliar, when you're coming up on this, let's say it's daytime bluefin bite, and you're coming up on a spot, you see fish on the surface, how would you like to see the ratio of your anglers going out fly line, sinkers, maybe jigging? You put a kite up. Hopefully they're going to bite for more than 2 minutes, of course. What would be your recommendation? What would you like to see your anglers fishing, and what would be your recommendation for a sinker rig?
Good question. It just depends what grade of fish we're looking at, you know, and what's been going on that day. If we're fishing anything between, I'd say, 20 and 100 pounds, probably a fly line, and you're adjusting the cheer line to the size of the fish. And if they're bigger fish, we're obviously going to try to get the kite on them. It just changes so much, you know. It's really what size fish you're looking at, how they're acting. As far as the sinker goes, we saw this on this last Christmas 5-day. So when I'm saying, like, okay, the fish are coming under us at 240 feet deep, you got to remember that doesn't mean they live at 240 feet deep. They're coming under us because the boat's over the top of them. So we catch a lot of fish on fly line, even 100-pound fish, 150-pound fish, bigger fish on fly line. I think a lot of passengers think just because I'm saying they're 240, 300 feet deep that they won't eat a fly line bait. But you got to remember they're not going to come under us at 10 feet. You know, you got a 90-foot giant boat over the top of them, generators and stuff. So that last Christmas 5-day, we caught a few fish on the sinker rig, you know, just your standard sinker rig, rubber band weight above your connection there, and you adjust the size of your weight by where the fish are. But we catch a lot of fish on fly line. So if you're trying to sinker rig and you're not getting a bite and you're thinking you should get a bite, I try a fly line and obviously adjust your line, but remember, the fish are not going to come under the boat at 10 feet.
So what's your fly line outfit? What pound test?
Well, it depends what grade you're fishing. So the good thing about a sinker rig is it's just a rubber band. You can just rip it off, you know. So on that Christmas 5-day, we were fishing 80-pound fly line, and it was getting much, much more bites than the sinker rig.
Okay.
Much more bites. And the fish were coming under the boat at 250, 300 feet.
Daytime fishing.
Yeah, that was like the best daytime fishing we had this year.
I like it. Yeah. I like daytime fishing.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we're going to be right back, man. I'm really enjoying this show. Yeah, definitely, Aliar. Aliar from the Player Supreme. More from him when we return on Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the South. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, I'm Wendy Tochihara from Iserline. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows in Del Mar and Long Beach. Check out our new products, enter our knot tying contest, and ask questions of our Iserline fishing coaches at the Bart Hall Shows. See you there.
Welcome!
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And forgot to mention, man, we have super cool, a full-day trip on to San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing we're giving away, and a $250 Player Supreme gift certificate.
Yeah,
so the winner of the coin flip gets the Player Supreme $250, and secondarily, the San Diego full-day trip. And I definitely wouldn't put that secondarily, but it's...
Yeah, so here's how, for those of you who don't know this, here's how our system works. So JP selects a caller... And
a potential
and
winner.
We have pick a number between one and however number of texts that get on the air. And then we have two winners at the end. And then we flip a coin. But today, both of them are going to win.
Now, how about that?
How about that? Well, let's find out what's biting.
And it's time to do so. And you got to check out Summit Gasoline in the meantime. Low, 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 low gas prices for your car, truck, and trailer boat. Only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day, along with the beer, soda, snacks. Still giving away 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35 gallons purchased. It's only at Summit Gasoline. Step in and say hello to manager Martha and the friendly staff. So much more than just the lowest prices in town and free ice. It's an easy in and out with your boat trailer, which is super important. It's super important if you ever trailer and try to fuel up.
Along with the low gas prices.
Come on now. It's only Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Hey, let's find out what's going on up at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Woolley.
Hopefully it's higher than 52-degree water, man. Good morning.
Ooh, it's cold. What's up, Big Al?
What's up,
How's it going?
Yeah, you cut your teeth up there, right?
For a long time.
Yeah.
Good time. I was going to have Pika call in, but I didn't know if Al wanted to hear Pika talk today.
Hey, Al!
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, you're totally right, though, man. Just a basic week for us here with really not much changing from kind of what we've had to report over the last handful of weeks here. Half-day stuff. Still, you know, targeting stuff on the bottom like that sculpin whitefish and some sand bass action. Clementi went out the other night and was able to crowd up a little bit of squid for bait. So they had some of that yesterday. I don't know if it did a whole lot for them, but it was good to see a little bit of something different for our live bait. So we'll keep some tabs on that during the week and see if we can kind of fold some of that into our fishing approach. But, you know, a couple good days this week on that sculpin fishing here for the half-day guys. In addition now, because of the calendar, thankfully we got some of that sheephead back in the mix here for the guys fishing the shrimp and whatnot, but still, the water is still cold, man. 52, 53. Tommy was leaving the harbor earlier in the week on a whale watch trip. It was 49 degrees in the morning, so it was cold. So 49.
When was the last time you saw 49 on the fathometer, huh?
It's been forever. Yeah, it's been forever, but obviously that was just a result of the wind and the storm and whatnot. Yeah. But it's going to take a few days for that watercolor to kind of settle and things straighten itself out. So 3/4 days still on that sculpin program out in that deep water, some sand dabs and those counts. No bass action really with that cold water down that way, but just similar to the half-day scene with the sinkers and stuff on the bottom. And, you know, jumping over to Marcus there on the Fury, he's trying to wrap up some boat work projects. He will be fishing the 1st of April. He's got some open party stuff. Getting over to Clementi, targeting that rockfish, and then he's going to try to get in the shallows there along the kelp lines and over that little deeper hard bottom looking for some of that game fish. You know, it's going to take a day or two or a couple trips for them to kind of get the feel of that island again. You know, no one's been out there in a little while. So be able to get back out there, get some of that rockfish and stuff. But that's still a month away. A lot of things can change between now and then. But he does have some spots on some open party trips, and they're filling kind of quick. So if you're thinking about hopping on a Fury, certainly call our office here. And make those reservations. That's really it for us. So simple week. Hopefully we, you know, dodge a little bit of weather here and there, and we'll get back out there. So call the landing. If you want to get out with us, our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawarf.com.
All right. Sounds great, Willie. Sounds really good. You guys have a booth up at the PCS show, right?
Yeah, we do. Yep. We're in that Los Alamitos building with all the rest of the Saltwater guys, and I'll be up there for a little bit today. Maybe I'll bump into you when you're up there.
Yeah, I'll come by and say hi.
Cool, cool.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. All right.
Sounds
while
good.
While we're waiting for our surf guru extraordinary and Corey's favorite part of the show.
It is, man. The surf fishing report.
I've talked about Western Outdoor News. Some great, great stuff this week. Steelhead. Cold steelhead fishing and also Lahontan cutthroat trout up at Pyramid. Giant.
That's become a crazy fishery, hasn't
it? Big time. And some big bass fishing, you know, it's spring and almost spring and lots of stuff. So check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. You can always find out who's on Let's Talk Hookup 2 in the Western Outdoor News. So, hey, phones have been packed up. You have a great text?
I do, actually. All right. And, man, there's part of it already answered with Brian Woolley there, but we'll go to it. Let's see here. I'm sorry. Good morning, gentlemen. Where did Captain Aliar cut his teeth fishing? And it's kind of like I said, it was in line with what Brian was just saying. And does he know when he was hooked and fishing was going to be his future? He said, thanks. Excited to hear the rest of the show. Rory and Lakeside.
Yeah, I grew up fishing out of Dana Wharf with Wooly and stuff. And yeah, at a very young age, I liked it right away. I knew it was something I wanted to do. I didn't want to necessarily do it up there. I always wanted to do it in San Diego.
Yeah.
Just because it's closer to tuna fishing and stuff like that. But I had a lot of fun growing up there.
So you grew up in, like, the Dana Point
area? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I worked there until I got out of high school and then Canada.
At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Yeah.
With Mark Mills?
I think he was there a little bit.
He was
still
there, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, he's a big executive at Daiwa now.
So. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But that's cool. And great family atmosphere up there,
yeah,
right?
I liked it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's good people for sure. Hey, Corey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Ryan? Ryan calling from Irvine. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. And my question is for Aliar is that, starting off is that, you know, you're such a hard worker. Coming from a captain being a hard worker, you must have a pretty hard working crew. And I want to know what's your most memorable trip with your crew, especially my favorite guy on the boat is Julian. And he's really funny and looks like you found him out of a cracker box. And, yeah, I just want to know, that story.
I'm trying to think. There's been a lot of good ones.
Your crew. How do you find crew?
Oh, how I find them? I get lucky. Sometimes they just come.
Yeah?
Super lucky. Yeah. Super lucky with the crew. A lot of them I've known for a very long time.
That's cool. A lot of Dana Wharf guys?
I think like, I'd say 80% of them, yeah.
80% of them are Dana Wharf guys, huh?
Yeah, wow. from Dana Point,
okay.
You know, from Dana Point.
Yeah, from go-up years. That's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to figure out the best. Is that what he's asking, story or like a fishing story?
Is that what you were asking?
We still have Ryan?
I guess he's gone.
Yeah.
But I think he was just kind of asking about that. But anyway, let's move on to another one here. John in Rancho San Diego wants to know, the legendary Captain Aliar on the Polaris Supreme continues to grow. Such a solid operation. It's tough to get a spot on the boat. Any tips, Captain, on how to slide in last-minute openings? And we've talked about this a little bit already, but that's kind of the people want to know, the inside scoop.
Yeah, I just call Lindsay. She does a really good job. So if you call Lindsay, put your name down, she'll call you, and we get things happen where people need to cancel. So I would just call Lindsay, 619-706-3634. And like I said, we still have some openings later in the year, December and January. We have 2 3-day trips in January and that Christmas 5-day and a couple 8 days that have openings. So,
okay, so let's say you want to get on a trip in April.
I'd call Lindsay. You got to call Lindsay.
Call Lindsay and just get on the list.
Get on the list, yep.
Yeah, and you're doing 2 and 3-day trips?
Yeah, 2 and 3-day trips.
2 and 3-day trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
All right. Super cool stuff, man. We're going to be coming right back with your calls, texts, hopefully the Gundy with a continuation of the Fish Report when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150, part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to invite you to the 75th anniversary of the Hall Family Shows. And while you're there, please join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and help maintain California anglers' access to saltwater angling. Go to hallshows.com for more information.